weight loss, fat loss, energy, fun, food, and fitness. All part of living a diet-free life. The big difference, freedom. This is what you get with Diet Free Life Radio, hosted by yours truly, Robert Ferguson. Each week, we deliver the truth as it pertains to the three-legged stool. That's food, fitness, and mindset. Our no-holds approach makes this weekly show educational, entertaining, and engaging. Our listeners care. You see it when they share and keep their relationship with the good news over the diet blues. We know that in order to get the body tight, you must do everything right. And so for more information about programs, products, and real people that have broken free from conventional diets of deprivation and restriction, visit DietFreeLife.com. But for now, sit back, enjoy, and tell somebody. It's time for the Diet Free Life Radio with Robert Ferguson.
Hey. All right. Well, that is my introduction, baby. This is Robert Ferguson, loving you the mostest as your coach. Coming live right out of Southern California in Ventura, California. I want to thank you for joining the show. And for those of you who are listening for the first time, please come back because each and every Tuesday, we share the good news over the diet blues. And today we're talking about weight loss. How it differs for different size people and their metabolism. Now, when I have a guest, we spend a full hour. When I don't, we keep it short, tight, so that you can go and do everything right, and that's 30 minutes tops. And I always encourage those who have enjoyed or benefited from my books or programs to listen in because it's a great way to keep yourself informed, updated, et cetera. Because, you know, what we talked about in 2005, when it comes to, like, the best cereals, what ingredients were important to know about, well, that changes every year. So nutrition is constantly changing, and you want to constantly be up to date and aware of how you can maximize your personal health. And today is one of those days where, as you listen to the show, you're going to wish other people were here that you know. The good news, because of technology, is that you can share this show with anybody. You can share it on Facebook. You can email it to a friend. So if there's something that you believe could help someone else, as I stated in the opening, if we care, let's go ahead and share. Now, today is a good day. Today's date is July 7, 2015, and we're going to just jump right into it. But I want to preface everything before I begin that part of the show by asking you a few questions and making a couple of statements. The first question would be, do you believe that everyone loses weight the same? I mean, really, think about that. Do you believe that everyone loses weight and keeps it off the exact same? With all the different cultures and ethnicities, you know, each and every one of us favors certain foods or we like certain things more than other things. We all have a different palate as far as taste preference. Do you believe that all people lose weight the same? Now, here's the reality. They don't. So why is it that when someone comes out with a low-fat diet, we jump on board, everybody jumps on board and says that this is the way? And then it became the, you know, low-carb diet. People jump on board, and we all say that that's going to work for everybody. And then what happens, whether it's low-carb, low-fat, high-protein, you name it, people lose weight. Some people lose weight faster. That right there is the first sign that we all lose weight differently. Oftentimes, the heavier, larger person will lose more weight in the beginning. But I've seen people lose a significant amount of weight even when they're leaner. And so then you have like The Biggest Loser, which is a popular show that doesn't look at the overall or the big number of weight loss, but the percentage of weight loss based on a person's size. So that kind of evens the challenge a little bit. But here's the deal, as you will learn in this show. Not only do we 100% lose weight differently, it is to our best interest when you want to lose weight
to know how to make the most of weight loss. And I've been in this game over 20 years, and I am dedicated to finding the truth, solutions, you name it. And I do a ton of work with some big companies, some small companies, and I have helped a lot of people, and we have put programs out there that have reached thousands of people. And everything that I put out in my first book, or our first book, Fat That Doesn't Come Back, to my first infomercial product, Food Lovers, to my most recent upgrade to Diet Free Life System, to where we are today, it constantly changes. Now, some things have always been the same. And there are people who are benefiting from what we shared years and years ago, right? Eating every 2 to 3 hours, we know it's going to help you with your blood sugar levels. We know that you're less likely to overindulge. It's going to help you remain satiated, and it gives you the structure that helps you maximize energy as you lose weight. Okay, we get that. Now, once you've lost the weight, you can go longer periods without eating. But I know me, if I go too long without eating, I tend to overindulge. And I also know that everyone's different. Some people can go long periods of time without eating, and they don't overindulge. They have no problem. My mom can do that. So everybody's different, and I get that. But certain things remain the same. So we know all of that. Let's get into some stuff that no one really talks about. And I want to share with you two unique studies today. And for any of you who are interested, and finally, okay, really hear me. And I want you to hear this not from a judgmental place and not from a sales place. I just want you to hear me share what I believe is truly the truth. And it presents an opportunity for you to lose weight, okay, to finally lose weight, not on a diet, not on, you know, all the conventional crap that's out there, but something that can meet you where you are, not just in your taste preferences and what you can afford, but meet you where you are based on how your body metabolizes food and the foods that you're going to eat. So the integrity of everything that I'm going to share continues with the Diet Free Life methodology. There's fat-burning meals and fat-burning snacks, but the composition of those meals may change a little bit, okay? And that's what you're going to learn. And the solution is what we call the carb threshold solution. But in order to make the most of the carb threshold solution, it is important that your nutrition IQ is at a certain level. So if you don't have the Diet Free Life System, you want to get the Diet Free Life System. If you already have the Diet Free Life System, then you're good. You just need to get the carb threshold solution. And the carb threshold solution is not for everybody. It really isn't. But it's for a large majority. And based on what I'm going to share, you will know if it fits. And then you can take things to the next level. Okay? And last but not least, I just want to encourage you to go to the website at dietfreelife.com, sign up for the free newsletter, and, you know, help us get the word out. Share this show on Facebook. I really appreciate when people do that because that's how we reach more people, okay? And then add a little tagline. Don't just share, but kind of add a few words why you're sharing what you're sharing. So get your coffee. Get ready. I'm going to share with you two studies that are real studies, universities, big money behind them, and they're two studies that support everything that I'm talking about when I bring up the carb threshold solution. This is 100% a game changer, okay? This is the real deal. So I'm getting my coffee. Get yours. Take a quick break, and in 30 seconds, we are jumping right into it 100%, and we're going to get the truth, stuff that no one's talking about. Okay. Oh, my goodness, let me tell you. All right, so here's the deal. For years, I've watched people lose weight, and I've seen people do great. And then I watched people, you know, get off track, life gets in the way, they gain the weight back, and then they attempt to do the same thing to lose the weight, and it doesn't work the same. Why is that? Interesting, isn't it? And then I've watched people do my programs with someone else or, you know, as part of a group, and people are losing weight, and then after like that fourth, fifth week, some people continue to lose weight and then other people don't. And then after some people have lost a significant amount of weight, they get stuck and they just can't seem to lose the weight. And I've had people on my infomercials that this happened to, people we highlighted in the books that this happened to, meaning they lost a good amount of weight, but then they just got stuck. And they're still making fat-burning meals. They're more active than they ever were, but they're stuck. Why is this? Well, I'm about to give you the truth, okay? And this is fun. It's good information. So I'm pulling from a study that took place or was published in 2010. The source is the Endocrine Society, very established group. And the title of this study that was published in 2010 is Obese Women with Insulin Resistance Lose More Weight After 3 months on a Lower Carbohydrate Diet Than on a Traditional Low-Fat Diet with the same, keyword, same amount of calories. Same amount of calories. Wow. Now, the lead researcher, Dr. Raymond Pekoski, MD, Chief of Endocrinology, Nutrition, and Metabolism at the University of Nevada School of Medicine in Reno, he says this, the typical diet, okay, this is a very powerful quote, okay, the typical diet that physicians recommend for weight loss is a low-fat diet, which is true, okay, that's the government guidelines. However, he says, as this study shows, not all people have the same response to diets. Wow. Not all people have the same response to diets. So why don't everybody know that? Like why isn't that like out there? And in this program, what they did is they looked at the composition of the food people were eating. So keep in mind, they're all eating the exact same amount of calories. Everybody's eating the same amount of calories in this controlled study. And one group were consuming about 60% of their calories from carbs, 20% from fat, and 20% from protein. Okay, so out of all their calories, so if you think of, say, 2,000 calories, 60% of those calories coming from carbs is what we're saying. And then you have a breakdown of fat and protein. And then they had another group that were consuming 45% of their calories from carbs, 35% from unsaturated fats, and the rest was protein. So protein basically stayed the same. So you had one group that was eating more carbs and one group that was eating less carbs. And when they ate less carbs, they increased their fat because the calories were always the same. Now, one of the key interesting parts of this study that I'm talking about right now, this was a 12-week study, and it was funded by Jenny Craig. So think about that. So Jenny Craig, it was funded by them, and they were in charge of preparing the calorie-controlled meals, okay? And they were looking more for the behavioral component of for weight loss, okay? So keep that in mind. So Jenny Craig. Now, I would be willing to bet that if I talk to someone doing Jenny Craig right now, they're not aware of this study, which is really sad. It's disheartening because the reality is it speaks volumes because they're still giving people the same kind of food, no matter like who everybody's eating the same. But this study says that people should eat differently, and as the doctor says, not all people have the same response to diets, which says everything. And in this study, what was clear is the same thing they discovered in the other study that goes back to 2005, 2006, and even before that, where they had a group of women. They had actually four different groups, and I'm just going to share the details of this one because this says it all. They had overweight and obese women. Some were insulin resistant and some weren't. So when you look at the ones that are insulin resistant, okay, and I don't know exactly how they define who was insulin resistant, but they were all overweight or obese. Some of them were type 2 diabetic. Some of them weren't. But in this group, they all ate the same amount of calories. Okay, stay with me here. Okay, stay with me. They ate the same amount of calories. One group, 60% of their calories were coming from carbs. And another group, 40% of their calories were coming from carbs. And then there was like this breakup, right? So 40% was coming from fat, 20% for protein. And then on the flip side, it was 20% protein, 20% fat, and 60% carbs. OK, Okay, so these are a lot of numbers, so let me go back because I want you to totally get this, because both of these studies got the exact same outcome. And there's many other studies I can put in front of you. So with these studies, as they're looking at blood sugar to insulin, et cetera, the group of women that were overweight, okay, and obese, that consumed more carbs, they lost weight because they were in a what they call a caloric deficit. But the group of women that were overweight and obese, they lost almost three times more weight eating fewer carbohydrates than the group that ate carbs, and the calories were the same. So doesn't that say, also in the study, okay, it goes exactly with what this physician is saying, that everybody responds differently. So almost three times more weight is lost just by adjusting the carbohydrate to fat ratio. And then it gets even better, because check this out, okay? The women who were not insulin resistant, many of them that had 5 to 15 pounds to lose, and then many of them that were overweight, but they weren't insulin resistant, okay? And you know how you have so many of those people with those last 10 pounds, they're working hard, they're in the gym all the time, they're doing everything they possibly can, okay? Keep that in mind. And a lot of those people are doing what? They're eating a lot of lean protein, and they're, you know, eating a lot of salads, sticking with the vegetables, and they're still not losing that last 10, 15 pounds. Well, this is what the study demonstrated. The women who were lean, that had the last 5 to 15 pounds, and the ones that were not insulin resistant, they lost two times the amount of weight eating more carbohydrates. So more like 60% of their calories coming from carbs. So by eating more carbs, they lost double the amount of weight compared to the women who ate less carbs. Wow. So, knowing all of this, why isn't someone running with it? Why isn't this, like, everywhere? And there's study after study that I can share with you. The reason is that they don't have a formula. There's no process where you can go in, especially from a medical standpoint, and tell you exactly what's going to be best for your body. Until now, our carb threshold solution does exactly what none of these scientists, what none of these people have been able to do. We have a patent-pending technique or process where we can take your fasting blood glucose and a few other measurements, which I'm not going to mention, making it a little bit more difficult for some of the people out there that are trying to figure out how we're doing this. And from a medical standpoint, once we have your information, we can customize nutrition specifically for how your body metabolizes the food you consume. So exactly what Dr. Plakosky is saying, he's going to love our carb threshold solution because it really offers a solution. Okay, from an endocrine standpoint, nutrition and metabolism, it answers it because everyone's going to get a different plan. Everyone's working from a different place. So the way it works is that we have what we call a carb threshold index, okay, carb threshold index. And the index is a number. And so you have 0 to 100. And once we have your fasting blood glucose, which now you can go to the store tonight, tomorrow, and pick up a blood glucose monitor. And you can do your own fasting blood glucose tomorrow morning for less than $30. And let me share this with you. 5 years from now, okay, trust me on this, 5 years from now, anyone who is doing weight loss, anyone who's an endurance athlete, they're going to have their own blood glucose monitors. It's not just going to be for type 2 diabetics, because when you check your blood sugar, it's a great way to manage your health, and it can provide a ton of information that can set you up on what's going to be best for you to eat, where you are as far as, like, your body status, because you can take that fasting blood glucose number and it can help you make other decisions. And specifically, when you wake up in the morning and you do your fasting blood glucose, you can tell us, and then we can give you your carb threshold index. So now you have your carb threshold index, and let's say it's 10, or let's say it's 20, let's say it's 50, let's say it's 85. I've seen a big range. Doesn't matter where it is. What's important is that you know what it is. And now, once you know what it is, it gives us the opportunity to provide a prescription of nutrition back to you so that you can eat based on your carb threshold index, right? So the index number doesn't mean how many carbs you eat. It's an index number that we created, okay? Yours truly. We created it right here, and it's awesome. And right now it's been peer reviewed. It's going to constantly be reviewed. It's going to go through a whole bunch of like challenges. But the hypothesis is this. When you eat according to your carb threshold index, not only will you lose weight consistently, okay, but once you know what your index is, it's like the person who's lactose intolerant, they learn that they're lactose intolerant. We wouldn't give them lactose, right? So you wouldn't consume foods that don't meet your carb threshold index. Not to say that you would never do that, but there's something powerful about knowing what it is because people will leave you alone. You know, it's like if my carb threshold index is, you know, 47, then I know what foods, you know, when I make a fat-burning meal are going to be good for me and the ones that aren't going to be good for me. And as a result of that, I know exactly how to eat. Now, if we look at the example of a lactose intolerant, I could drink milk that has lactose in it, but I also know how it's going to bother my stomach. And I don't think that milk tastes that good to give me that type of discomfort and pain. So everyone should know their carb threshold index. Now, the people who are going to have a long time figuring this out or, you know, are just the people that don't have resources. They aren't privy to what we're doing. They don't have the knowledge of the basic methodology of diet free life because there's a learning curve. And it's the learning curve that takes you to the cure. So I can make a fat burning meal. You can make a fat burning meal. And you can make your fat burning meal based on your carb threshold. And I'll do the same. The same is if you're allergic to peanuts. Like if I get pad thai, right, over at a Thai restaurant, well, the noodles are a fast carb. And they usually put peanuts and peanut sauce on the pad thai. But if you're allergic to peanuts, you're not going to eat the peanuts because of the outbreak that you will experience, right? If I have lupus, I'm not going to eat, you know, alfalfa sprouts because I don't want to experience a flare-up as a result. And alfalfa sprouts is one of those foods that if you have lupus, you may want to avoid. You know, same as someone who has celiac disease. If you have celiac disease, well, you really aren't going to consume gluten. You know, some of my friends, they're not going to eat gluten. Dana Dieters, you know, trainer out of Minnesota, she has celiac. You know, Aaron out of, you know, I think she's in Austin, Texas now, she has celiac. They're not consuming gluten, and it's a big deal because they don't want to be bent over and experiencing pain, you know, as a result of that. So once you know your index, like, okay, if I don't care about my index anymore, yeah, I'm just going to blow up because I just want to gain weight. No, and people will respect that. So we have a way where you can know what your carb threshold index is. And what's cool about that is that right now, you know, when you buy into our program and I get to work with you, I'm on the phone with you once a week for the first 4 weeks. And then we can continue to make arrangements for me to be on the phone. But that alone would normally cost someone about $600-$700. And I'm going to help you out, and we're going to get you going. And it's only going to get better. And so over a four-week period, you're going to know exactly how to eat based on your body, your endocrine system, how nutrition is going to help maximize your metabolism. And the data is here. The data is here. The research is here. And what's interesting is if you went to your physician and you were able to explain it the way I'm explaining it, then your physician would be like, well, this is great. How can we get more of my patients on this? Trust me, I'm already getting that response. because it makes sense. And then we are always keeping in mind, how can we get people to eat the foods they love, the foods they can afford, the foods that they want to eat in fat-burning combinations? And when you know your carb threshold, you can still do that. You just make little adjustments. And so we can all win. We can all benefit from this. We can all be heroes and champions for our own health, our own bodies, and we can lose this weight. And so as I look at the numbers of people that we have, you know, put into this program who have bought the carb threshold solution, well, as I look at their numbers coming in, it's phenomenal, because oftentimes it's people who have been stuck. And they are doing everything right. They know how to make fat-burning meals. They know how to make fat-burning snacks. And now the weight's coming off, you know, 4 pounds, 5 pounds, 6 pounds, you know, in like first 7 days. I mean, come on. And then it's going to keep coming off. And the only thing that will stop them from not being successful now will be where they are mentally. You know, it's like if you can get in the right state of mind, everything is possible. But you got to be in the right state of mind. And I understand, even in the words of Tony Robbins, where he says, look, there's three things to guarantee success, three basic things. Number one, you need a strategy. You need a strategy that means a program, a structure, a way to get to where you most want to be. Okay? Well, the Diet for Your Life methodology is the strategy. Once you know how to make fat-burning meals, you understand the role of condiments and what makes a fat source and a protein, fast carb, slow carb, now you got the knowledge. You got the blueprint. You got the strategy. And then the next thing is your story. And this is where most people get stuck. And it's the story that they keep coming up with that talks them out of doing the things that's going to help them be successful. It's like we can come up with stories on why our weight loss efforts won't work. We can come up with stories for why we can't find time to exercise. Instead of shifting our mindset, creating a new story that says that you are the kind of person that finds a way to make it happen. You are the kind of person that finds a way to do certain things. And that becomes your story. And then you're going to stick to your story. And the last part where you begin to execute is the state of mind. You got to have the right state of mind. You know, I often refer to it as mindset. When you have the mindset, nothing can stop you. Nothing. It's just a matter of time. And if you have the right mindset, the right state of mind, you got it. You know why? Because you're at a place where you know what you need to do to be successful. So if you want to learn more about all this, go to our store at dietfreelife.com. It's all right there. You want to get on the phone and talk to us about it? We'll work with you. You need a payment plan because $150, $149 is too much for you? We will work with you. You are going to need the Diet for Your Life system. It's part of the deal. However, you can get started without the Diet for Your Life system. Okay? You can. But my recommendation is eventually you want to have your own Diet for Your Life system. So thank you, guys. Two studies confirm everything we're talking about. People do lose weight differently, and that's just a reality. Okay, so next week, same time, I will have a guest next week. It's going to be a good show. Until then, do me a favor, share this show, encourage other people to break free of those conventional diets and to live a diet-free life.
To learn more about Diet Free Life, our services, products, and programs, visit www.dietfreelife.com. And remember, each week I'm right here, your host Robert Ferguson with Diet Free Life Radio, and our goal is to help all who are interested in both reducing their waistline and extending the quality of their lifeline. The only thing not welcome is a conventional diet of deprivation and restriction. Remember, this radio show is about freedom with food, fun, fitness, and forever making the most of your quality of life. Tune in each week, same location. Listen live or catch the replay. Last but not least, register for our free weekly newsletter where you get fat-burning recipes, fat-burning recommendations, product updates, videos, news, and more, all at dietfreelife.com. That's dietfreelife.com. diet.com.